Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. While conservation and development often appear at odds, best practices of each can be mutually reinforcing.
Communities that have green spaces have healthier economies. For example, properties that are adjacent to green spaces, whether that be a public park or a working ranch, the value is actually much higher than other similar properties. So the tax rolls benefit in addition to recreation.
George Kofer is executive director of Hill Country Conservancy, a nonprofit land trust that connects landowners, developers, and city and state agencies to ensure land is developed with sustainable practices for the environment and the economy.
Sit down with willing landowners and talk through the family vision for their land going forward, how they want to derive income from the land, what recreation they want to enjoy, and then we also talk about what rights they might be willing to extinguish. So if they are willing to sign a preservation agreement that prohibits subdividing the property, then that gives us the basis of an agreement that preserves their rights as property owners and also protects the conservation values.
Tomorrow, learn how Texas' first public beach was created with leisure and money in mind. That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.